This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, so the topic today is rubber bands. Well, Riley, shall we get to the first review? Okay, here we go.
Alliance Rubber 26,604. T9 Advantage Rubber Band Size 64 1/4. Bound box contains approximately 80 bands of 3/1. Half by 1/4 inch natural crepe beige colored bands by Jordan.
Play it out the whole thing.
I'm not going to do that because it is ultimately 3 minutes long.
That was beautiful.
It was really something. That was from Lorne from Toronto. Lorne Mintz from Toronto with another theme song. If you're wondering, this whole song is indeed a faux review, a la review. And the review itself, the review itself is 100% real. So that faux.
So it's not faux.
So it's a real review. Found on Amazon for the very product named in the song.
Which is rubber band.
Enjoyed the theme, rubber band. I feel like today's episode is intended to be confusing. Okay, so what's confusing me, Lauren, is you did say that it was a faux review, but the real review, it's not what faux means.
Yeah.
This episode's done. I don't want to do it anymore.
Come on, man.
I'm out. I log out of the Zoom. I don't know what this girl is talking about, and I have to go.
And I'm done. And that incredible, you're thinking, oh my God, who is that? Is that the funniest person I've ever heard in my life? Is my life going to be changed? And yeah, because we have comedian and co-host of the new HeadGum podcast, Go Touch Grass, Elise Morales.
Wow.
On the show.
Touch it.
So
touch the
excited.
Grass.
So excited. And I just want to say my co-host, Millie Tamarez, was supposed to be here today. She is on vocal rest. Which
Very
is
important.
Like the most important kind of thing you can be on in our industry.
It's the most important thing you can do.
She's on vocal rest, so that's why she's not here.
Like you've been put in like a really terrible position. Like, do you feel annoyed? Do you want to get anything off your chest?
No, I feel like you've been put in a really terrible position.
Absolutely
because
not.
You're not getting the Millie. You're just getting me. And I would say that our roles on the podcast is that Millie is cool and I am an extreme dork.
I love that. That's honestly, it's like,
that's like Riley and I's dynamic. If neither of us were cool.
I was gonna say, Alf, what do you think? Yeah, because we both are kind of like, I'm an anxious hypochondriac and Alf is
depressed, recovering alcoholic, I guess, is
that's kind of our vibe.
Millie and I went through our Spotify Wrapped on our Patreon at one point, and she was like, she was saying things like, okay, so there's this really cool indie band out of Portland that blah, blah, blah. Like, these are the things that are in her Spotify Wrapped. My Spotify Wrapped had the worst pies in London from...
Oh my god. No, but like that's so real.
And Meghan Trainor was on my Spotify Wrapped, which I don't even know. I was like,
Gucci.
That she got me with that stupid TikTok earworm song, and then I listened to it.
Oh my god.
I guess I listened to it a lot. Cause Spotify said, you like listen to this kind of more than anyone
You're obsessed with this.
You're the
song.
Only person in the world who's chosen to listen to this song who didn't have it fed to them by TikTok. You actually actively chose to listen to the song many, many times to the point where it's one of your top 10
That's
songs
so
of the year.
That's so brave.
And Millie
that
was like,
so brave.
Millie was like, well, when you listen to like more obscure artists, sometimes they'll reach out to you and be like, thanks for being on my Spotify Wrapped. I'm like, yeah, that's not Stephen Sondheim has passed.
And I don't think Ms. Trainor is going to be reaching out.
No, I'm waiting. Megan? Megan, I might be your number one fan in that I'm one of the only people who's maybe genuinely sought out your music.
That is so rad. I love that so much. Alf, are you a Spotify or Apple Music guy?
I'm a Spotify. Well, I famously didn't get an iPhone until July That's of this true. Year. Yeah. I was an Android yeah. girl for
oh,
a
my
solid
God.
20 years or whatever.
That's another reason why I wish, not to be like, you guys should be disappointed, but Millie is the Android influencer,
wow.
the stan, the wow. queen. She went viral on Subway Takes for saying that Android is better than iPhone. And
oh my God.
Got a bunch of people in the comments. The way that people will ride for the iPhone is really funny to like that if
it's,
someone says Androids
shocking.
Are better, people
it's
will.
Shocking.
They have anger in their heart.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And I can offend everybody right now by saying they're not that different. They're really not. It's a phone.
I think we should
no,
move on.
Come on.
No, it's just like I've been an iPhone girly forever, and
I'm too in the vortex of Apple products.
You could try a little Samsung moment.
No, it's just like I think we should. But speaking of tech, so I so wish Millie was here, but so Go Touch Grass. You guys, you have to listen to it. So I love that the tagline of your guys' show is like, you guys log on so we can log off. And mm-hmm. ultimately, I don't know what it says about me, but I was looking through all of, I listened to the Sephora Tweens episode yesterday.
As our most recent as of this recording.
It's very good, as of this recording. And I don't know what it says about me, but like every single episode topic, I'm like, I know what that is, I know what that is. And I'm like, oh, I'm so online. I'm so yeah. online. To the point where, and I feel like you'd really appreciate this, Elise. I woke up.
Oh my God.
And I tweeted this morning. Sorry, X'd it. I tweeted this morning. I woke up and my boyfriend Daniel he has a TikTok, but he doesn't scroll, but it's like I will show him my curated ones. Yeah. So it's like, he's like, you show me your best ofs of the day. And that'll be kind of our viewing session. I'm like, love that. That's great. So I showed him my best ofs. And we saw something that made us laugh. I taught him about that. I think I like this little life trend. It was very fun. It was very earnest. And we watched a couple that made us laugh. And it just came out of me. I earnestly told him in one after another, I love the internet. I love trends. I love jokes. And I just kind of had to sit with that. And I'm like, I need a lobotomy. Someone needs to crack this thing open.
It either means you need a lobotomy or you start me and Millie's exact podcast, which is that we review the internet trends and jokes. And it's either, you can either feel solidarity with us in being too online mm-hmm. and knowing what every single topic and discussion is, or we have a good section of the podcast that's like, I'm a mom who works at like a real job and I need to know what to talk to my child about. And like, there are
Love
literally
that.
People who are like, I have been able to bring up topics. Someone who didn't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard was, which I said, how can
Daniel
you be
didn't know
so
who
far?
She was? I had to teach
wow.
him yesterday.
That's astounding.
Yeah, I know.
I know, but that we got into it. We got right into it. My husband is very out of the discourse, not very online. He tried to have a TikTok momentarily, but all TikTok knew about him was that he was like a white guy who likes football and is from Wisconsin. And so it started showing him a lot of pro-Trump content.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
No, and for sure. Absolutely.
That's gonna happen.
Of course.
And
yeah,
he was trying to, he said that he started searching vegan pages. He's not even vegan, but he started just liking
just
searching
really?
Just, just to like get the algorithm to be like, maybe we don't have like kind of this guy pegged
That's
properly.
That's really funny.
So the TikTok was like, holy shit.
Holy shit. We don't know anything about this guy.
We don't know anything about him. We need to start over. That's amazing. Yeah, your guys' show is so fucking funny.
Thank you.
I can't wait to have Millie on as well.
You will.
And congrats on joining the HeadGum family.
We love
the family.
We love the fam, and it's already been so fun to like go around and do the different HeadGum pods and be here with you. So we're
so happy to have you.
And there's like such a great fan base around HeadGum. Like everyone's so nice and cool, and
everyone's so like we just all kiss each other on the mouth, and like that's like how we show our appreciation. Before we. Alf, I forget. My God.
What?
Don't come for me, you guys.
Stop.
So, Elise, what? So, sometimes what we do and what I fail to do is we will set an intention for the episode. But I forget if we do that before or after we talk about the topic.
We do it whenever we remember to do it, which is mostly right before we start the first review.
Okay, so great. So, let's.
It's been a while since we've had a guest on, and it is. I forget how mortifying it is to like explain things to somebody to be like, so there's going to be a theme song.
Yeah, we set an intention before
we
do long
gonna
form
comedy. It could
comedy
be really
improv.
Hard to listen to. Also, we're going to set an intention.
We're going
to
set an intention.
It's nostalgic. Like 3 out of the 4 times we do it, we just say nostalgia and then everyone comments,
but
you
I
already
do think,
did that.
You know what? But Lauren in the email said that it might be a confusing episode. And I think the intention can be, let's confuse.
Confuse.
Wow.
Let's confuse.
That's a problem.
Okay,
you don't even know what's going
to
happen.
My intention is to confuse and also to build a lifelong friendship.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Those are
with
so
both
bad.
Of you and all of the listeners.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
Lifelong friendships.
Speaking
can
of
be
lifelong
confusing.
Friendships, you know where you right. can build a lifelong friendship? At the Cheesecake Factory.
You can.
What a segue.
Our today's topic. What a segue. Listen, I cannot believe that in the years that I have been doing this show, that we have never done the Cheesecake Factory. That was shocking to me. I had to Google like review Cheesecake Factory like 5 times just to triple check that we've never done it. And we never have. So at least y'all chose Cheesecake Factory. Tell me a bit about it.
Okay, so Cheesecake Factory is strangely a topic that comes up often in the Go Touch Grass universe.
Interesting.
One of our, before we launched officially on HeadGum, we started our Patreon to do test episodes. And one of our first topics, what we discussed was a viral video of a girl who, a guy took her on a date to the Cheesecake Factory and she refused to get out of the car because she said that she looked... She's too hot to be taken to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
shut up.
And we came out against this. We came out strong against this. We said that we think the Cheesecake Factory is a fine place to take someone
certainly.
On a date. Their menu has something for everyone. I think it's elevated from like an Applebee's Outback Steakhouse situation.
Certainly, yes.
That video was also more complicated because it gets revealed that he had a reservation at a better place, but she made him wait in the car for 2 hours while she got ready and then missed the reservation.
Oh.
So she did end up at Cheesecake Factory for that reason. But yeah, so we are a pro Cheesecake Factory podcast in general. I think that it's like... I think that it can be a semi-elevated dining experience. And I feel like if you're going somewhere with someone you don't know super well, like, you can't go wrong with the Cheesecake Factory because they have...
That's a great point.
Every possible thing that you could possibly want to eat is represented on that menu. Mm-hmm.
I was surprised.
I always loved a Cheesecake
Factory.
When
I was looking at the reviews, because it's been many years since I've been... The breadth of vegan options. There was a lot of discourse in the reviews about like great vegetarian vegan options. And I'm like, well, of course, given the size of the menu, they've added that particular layer in. And I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Alf, when was the last, do you have any memories?
2017.
Oh my God, here we go.
Right. Would have been the last time. Oh my God, I just knocked something over. Am I okay? Do I sound any different than I did?
What?
No. Okay.
Did you spill a drink?
No, I pulled a cord and everything came tumbling.
You're fine.
The Cheesecake Factory in Boston, Massachusetts, in Back Bay. You know the one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yep.
Do you know that one? Yes, we all know it.
I'm picturing it right now.
Yeah.
And
we all know.
I went there with some friends in college and I remember getting, I think, some kind of quesadilla, I want to say. And, of course, a large slice of cheesecake. And it was a beautiful time. It's a time I remember fondly, full of friendship and love and laughter. I do remember being kind of put off by it because I had only recently moved to Boston from Virginia. And Virginia, you don't have to put the calories on the menu. That's not like a thing they
so
do.
So that's what I wanted. And that's what
and
I
then
wanted.
I remember going to Boston and seeing that and going, ew. Sorry, what was that? A question about me?
I was
going
to say, are you from Virginia?
I am.
Where?
Charlottesville.
Okay, I'm a Nova girl. I'm from Fairfax County.
They're always from Northern Virginia. They're never from the rest of Virginia. They never are. And they always so excited. They go, you're from Virginia? And they're like waiting for me to say Fairfax, Arlington.
So you're basically from Whoville. Because isn't that supposed to be? Isn't that the rumor that the...
I'm sorry?
No, I don't know
Yes.
this.
You've never heard this? Okay.
Never.
The lore when I was growing up is that the man who was... Dr. Seuss. I don't know what his real name is.
Dr. Theodore Geusel, I believe.
But I'm obsessed with like just say, like the man who was, and that is their real name.
And the man who was Dr.
the
Seuss.
Man who was Dr.
The artist
Seuss.
Known as Dr. Seuss. Yeah. He lived in Charlottesville, kind of like above UVA.
No
and
idea.
And that he based the Grinch off
the
himself.
Grinch?
Yes, that he is the Grinch, and that the students of UVA saying "Wahoo Wah" are the Whos. That is what I always heard growing up.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm going to choose
don't
to leave
look
that,
that out.
For the
that
rest
is
of my life.
So, like, you are Grinch, Al.
Okay, oh, starting our friendship now, our group friendship with also all the listeners, no one look this up.
Please
no
don't.
Take that check
no
in.
One look this
ruin
up.
The
great
lore.
No,
the
this
students
is amazing.
Of UVA
great
are the Whos because they say Wahoo Wah.
They do.
I love
they do that.
That. I'm
I
not looking
confirm.
It up.
But yeah, the calories on the menu.
Yeah,
the calories on the menu.
I didn't like it, and I was like,
jarring.
I don't want to know that. I don't know why you're putting it on there. And I was like, is this a Boston thing? Is this a Cheesecake Factory thing? I don't fucking know. And so that maybe tainted my experience a little bit. I'll be honest.
There is a Cheesecake Factory that if anyone lives in Los Angeles, if anyone has been to the Grove, if anyone has been to the AMC theaters inside the Grove in Los Angeles. The AMC theaters, the most iconic Cheesecake Factory to me, I mean, listen, we all know it's like Cheesecake Factory, the design doesn't make any sense. It is everything in one. It is the columns, the gold, the Grisha. It is so bizarre. It's like a Las Vegas residency of a restaurant. But the one in the Grove in Los Angeles is very discreet because it also has, you walk into the lobby of this AMC theaters, you look up. And there are there is like a balcony of tables. The AMC and the Cheesecake Factory are connected. So you can get tables in this Cheesecake Factory that look out over inside into the lobby of this movie theater. And it is so confounding. And I haven't been to that one yet, but I want to go and get a lobby view seat.
Wow. It's like a combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell, but it's an AMC Cheesecake Factory.
AMC Cheesecake
That's
Factory.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That's
it's
incredible.
Really, it's like if you want, what a night, what a double feature of like, I'm going to people watch at AMC and then I'm going to go watch a movie and also have some cheesecake. It's really, I cannot get over the architecture of that place. It's so bizarre.
I think that I'm coming to a realization about myself in this moment, which is that I don't think I'm a Cheesecake Factory person. I think I the more that you're talking about the cheesecake.
What does that mean?
Well, I think if you put me on a road diverging in the wood.
I haven't been to one since high school.
And there's a Cheesecake Factory down one path. There's an Olive Garden down another path.
Okay.
Okay. There's a Red Lobster and Applebee's.
Lot of paths.
Yeah. It's diverging a lot. Okay. Shailene Woodley, Divergent. Get into it. I would not.
Not Divergent.
I think the Cheesecake Factory would be the last path I would go down, to be perfectly honest. I think I would go first Olive Garden. Maybe second would be Applebee's. I just don't. For me, Cheesecake Factory's bottom of the list.
Wow.
That's crazy.
For that kind of realm of establishment. For you, is it up there? Is it ahead of Olive Garden?
It's not ahead of Olive Garden.
Hard to be,
because
right?
of the unlimited breadsticks and because of the familial environment.
When you're there.
When you're there, you're blood relatives.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So Olive Garden is definitely going to be the top for me. But then I think it's Cheesecake Factory over Applebee's and Outback Steakhouse. Yeah.
I think I would do, I'm going to throw one out there. I think I'm doing Chili's first.
I'm thinking Chili's. I love Chili's.
Chili's and then I'm going to do, and then I'm going to do Cheesecake, and then I'm going to do Applebee's, and then Olive Garden.
That's fascinating to me, because in my head, Chili's and Applebee's,
they're the same.
I mean, they're cousins, they're not sisters. The like they they're are, they are right next to each other. Like they aren't to me.
No, 100%. No, you know what I'm doing first?
What are you doing?
BJ's.
Excuse me?
Y'all, do you know about BJ's? Or is that just a regional thing?
I've heard a rumor.
BJ's Brewhouse?
What are
Shut
you
the
talking
fuck up.
About?
BJ's Brewhouse, it is within the same realm. It's like probably a little bit nicer than an Applebee's because it's also like a brewery, but it's within that same kind of
coastal elite over here. It's a
whatever.
Brewery.
You can get cookie cakes. They call them Pazookies there.
And they call them a who what?
Pazookie. We would go after high school theater performances.
Oh.
And
wow.
We'd all go get
nightmare,
a Pazookie.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
poor server.
An inversion
Let's
of the
get
IHOP.
Into it.
Right.
We would always go to IHOP.
We would also
it
go to IHOP.
It was either IHOP. It would be opening or closing night. We'd do BJ's. And then the other times we'd go to IHOP.
Wow.
It's a special occasion.
Wow.
But
what's a Pazookie?
It's a cookie cake. Just like be normal.
Oh,
because
it's
it.
A pizza cookie.
Yes.
I see.
A Pazookie. You know what? I've actually never put that together and I feel so stupid.
You thought it was just called a cookie cake and they just called it a Pazookie for no reason?
Yep.
It's just a pizza cookie.
Cute.
A Pazookie.
A pizza cookie.
I have to make some calls. Let's take a super quick break and then we'll come back and we'll get into reviews for Cheesecake Factory.
Can I have a break?
And we're back. Alf, do you want to start us off?
I'd love to start. I have some shit to get off my chest. No, so I have a review for you, if you can believe it. Stalling for time, desperately scrolling through his camera roll. This is for a little place called Cheesecake Factory. Ever heard of it? In Portland, Oregon, or around that area, that general area. Ever heard of it? Okay.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Before you start, I have such a vivid memory that just came to mind. I remember one of the most blissed out times I've ever been is I went to go see the Simpsons movie in theaters, and then I went to the Cheesecake Factory, and it was like, it was nirvana.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
it was,
night.
Like, really something.
I remember my father owning the Simpsons movie.
Owning me. He just totally
Come on. Owning the Simpsons movie soundtrack on CD.
Great soundtrack.
And it was
Great
like,
soundtrack.
Came in a CD case that looked like a donut.
Beautiful.
Because Homer Simpson loves a donut. And I remember that very vividly being like, what the hell is this? Plastic donut. And then I'm being like, oh.
And you tried to eat it.
It's a Simpsons movie soundtrack. Do you like the Simpsons ride at Universal?
I don't think I've ridden that ride. Yeah, that's the thing. Is Back to the Future was a really, really good ride.
I was sick.
So.
Yeah, but now you get to hang out with Marge and Lisa and the whole gang. But this is from Jackie K. Jackie K, five stars from Jackie K.
We need a last name. Elise, can you give us a last name for Jackie K?
Jackie Klepto.
Jackie
Klepto. You're crazy for that.
You're crazy for that.
So
crazy.
Jackie Klepto says five stars.
Jackie Klepto.
Out of town folks in town for mom's funeral. Looking for a place to commiserate, heal, and begin the recovery process. It's amazing how great atmosphere, service, and the right type of comfort food can help. Sorry I didn't get pics of my spring rolls, which involved beautiful fresh lettuce leaves and ingredients I selected and wrapped myself.
What?
This is a five-star. Recommend all the way from a party of three. Thank you, Cheesecake Factory, for providing an oasis of rest, nourishment, and tender loving care.
Sorry, I'm going to need you to read it again.
Okay, I can do. Out of town, folks. In town for mom's funeral, looking for a place.
Okay, and that's where I need to.
Did something stand out for that?
Out of town. What is the punctuation? Out of town, folks. In town for. Is it like?
I'm sorry. Let me get my spectacles.
Thank you.
The actual text verbatim, and I did realize now I missed a word. Out of town, folks. Now in town for mom's funeral. Now. Okay. I missed the now. Out of town folks now in town for, but there's no punctuation. It's just out of town folks now in town for mom's funeral.
I see. I thought that it was like she was giving a call to action to
out of town folks who are here for mom's funeral.
Yeah.
You gotta go to the Cheesecake Factory.
No, I really thought that that's
hear ye,
if you are here for a funeral, there is only one option.
But I also want to flag that
I'm so glad it wasn't just me.
The Cheesecake Factory responded.
Okay.
And they said, thank you so much for this review, Jackie. We're glad you and your party enjoyed our Thai lettuce wraps, avocado egg rolls, salads, and attentive service.
But they don't mention the death.
They don't mention the funeral.
They don't say our condolences. Our
condolences. Any of that.
Also, don't say our condolences.
Our condolences.
They just list their order back to them and say, glad you enjoyed. Sorry about your mom.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's also just really like referring to it anywhere as an oasis of rest.
An oasis of rest.
Nourishment and tender loving care. The grief counselors at Cheesecake Factory.
That has to be like the most beautiful prose ever written about the Cheesecake Factory for sure.
It's pretty... I was pretty moved. I thought to myself, I've never been to a Cheesecake Factory post-funeral, and maybe that's the move. You know, maybe that would make funerals better.
I like that she listed that she wrapped the lettuce.
Yes,
do it yourself.
That I wrapped myself.
That I,
DIY.
Yeah, it was, at first I was like, what's going on here? And then I'm like, no, she clearly felt, you know, more connected to her meal because of that.
They know they train the servers and like, you know, you got to give them space. You got to give them tender loving care when they need it. But also like, don't infantilize them. Like they can do the lettuce wraps. Like they can make the spring rolls with their own hands. But also like, you're going to want to be attentive.
Yeah, exactly.
I really love the idea of like, you're venting your heart. It's like, sorry. It's like, we're here for my mom. God, we were here for, she was here. So you don't need to know all this, but I will take the just like the Thai lettuce cups and a Diet Coke for now.
Yeah.
I think. What else
sorry,
do you guys
how
want?
Many? How many is it going to be? I just want to get you guys seated before I take your order.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. No, it's just me and my sister today. Sorry.
Okay.
It's just us.
Are you guys booth, bar, table?
Well, I'm out of town. I'm from out of town.
Okay.
And I'm really just in town, and I needed just a calm kind of oasis where I could gather my thoughts immediately after my mother's passing.
Oh my! So she just passed.
She just passed. Funeral.
I'm really sorry.
We're coming. It feels like that. You know, it feels like a minute, and it also feels like a lifetime without her at this point.
Would you?
So I guess booth.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, is the booth more of an oasis? Maybe some privacy? Yeah.
Oh my God, it absolutely is. What is your name? You are just so
Darren.
Lovely. Yeah. Darren.
Darren.
God.
Darren, is there maybe a booth where we could see AMC movie goers kind of getting ready to go to the theater?
Just, like,
is that
get our minds off of
everything. Yeah.
I just want to watch other people living.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Oh my God. Honestly, Olive, thank you so much for saying that. Because it's just like, I have been all day just like, you know. And listen, Darren, you haven't done anything wrong. Obviously, you've been a saint. But it's like, there's sometimes I look at you and I'm like, I bet your mom's alive.
Sometimes
mom's
you look
alive,
at me,
Darren.
And you feel that.
Sometimes I look at you. Sometimes I steal a glance. And I just think, God.
Sorry, have we met?
You're alive. I just mean like since we walked in the door, you know, I'll just sometimes I'll just take
she's
a look
so
at you and be like,
good
oh, Darren.
She's so good at reading energy. That's kind of always been
come on.
My
no,
sister.
I am. It's
my
a
sister's
thing.
So good at reading energy. When I look around,
thank
I have
you.
No
thank
idea
you.
Whose mom is here or not
no,
here.
No, so I have to tell you. I have to tell you all the time. I point them out. You know, as we were walking here from the funeral, I say like, that person's mom's dead, alive, dead, alive, hospice.
And I said, I never, estrangement, you can tell. You said
she
alive, but they
yes.
haven't spoken. And I can't, I can't tell at all.
Well,
yeah.
I have a couple options for booths. I have one right here that you can see the line for concessions and also the bathroom line from this one. Is there one of those views you would prefer?
You know, I don't think there's anything more human than going to the bathroom. Absolutely. And I need humanity right now.
Well, and I hope,
need to see humanity right now.
And you know what? So, Darren, I just want to...
No, sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So sorry. No,
I just hope
go.
This isn't too
no,
forward,
go.
But I mean, what you were saying about there's nothing more human, I have heard that sometimes when people pass, they themselves go to the restroom. That can be something that happens as the body relaxes. And so
that
I do
did
think
happen.
There's... Did
that
it.
Did
I
happen.
Had a feeling, and I can read energies too a little, and I had the energy wow. sense from you guys that maybe... That
I was just
going to
say,
mother.
Darren, you know, it's like you and I, uh-huh. I feel like we're, you know, the energy, but my sister Olive, I mean, like she doesn't give herself enough credit. Olive, you really don't. It's like, sure, I may be able to read energy, but like you're all about humanity. That's like your whole thing. It's like anyone who knows you, it's like, oh, she's so like with it. She's so with people. She's so grounded and like just gets like, you know, no pun intended, but it's like she gets like the deep shit in humanity.
I just love people. And I love to see people peopling. And and that's one of the things that
adults
you know,
adulting. Like you're all about that.
I love that word adulting. I love that. I love that. Because there's so much power into that because it means doing the things an adult would do.
Yes.
And there's power in that.
Burying your mother is right up there, I think.
Is that burying your mother is adulting.
And
it is.
And I'm
oh
so
my God,
I'm gonna
we are adulting
yes,
so hard
and,
today.
We are really adulting right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna put you guys over here by the restroom. Is that right? And
great.
Yes. Thank okay. You. And your server will be over any minute. I have
wait.
To,
whoa.
Oh, you're not... I'm just the host.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency, like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I just see people handle the reservations. I'm not, that's not my role. There's someone else for that.
Darren, okay. I don't think that's going to work.
No, you're going to love him. He's great. You're going to love him.
Okay, I just didn't realize we were going to be introducing someone else into this.
No,
but I love people.
I didn't either.
I love people.
Yeah.
But I just, I got to say, as the energy girl, I can already tell I don't think I'm going to like this person.
No,
I'm going to say that right now.
As someone who's known him, I think you're really going to love him. He's super great. Okay. You're really going to love
him. If she's saying it, it's usually true.
I haven't even seen him, but I'm getting like a feral kind of energy.
Okay, that seems unfair.
Guy.
We'll see, won't we? But you guys, I'm going to give you a moment to get settled. He'll be right over. His name is Magnum.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Okay.
What was that?
Darren, thank you for everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I take your hand?
Oh my God, she loves doing this.
Can I just take your hand?
A wedding?
No, she's going to read palms.
Just to hold.
She can see your whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Just to hold for a moment.
Oh, just to hold my hand.
Just let her take a look.
It's okay.
Your aura.
Mm.
It's very weak.
Oh.
But gentle.
Mm.
And so that's something you're going to want to be. People will take advantage of that. Just know that. That's my parting thought for you.
And it's so amazing because, like, as much as she says she's not good with energies, like, weirdly, she's good. If you hold her hand, that's when the...
Well, that's a touch. Tactile. I'm very tactile.
It's because she's so human.
It's a humanity thing. I'm very tactile. Yeah. And so I just want to say that what I felt having your palm in my palm is that people will, your whole life, they're going to try. They're going to try you. And you shouldn't let them.
Oh, my God.
You should not let them.
You really shouldn't. You should listen to her.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I've worked here for 3 years, and I'm still a host. And time again, I've seen people, you know, like Magnum, for example, has come in here, and I trained him on a host, and now he's a server before I'm a server. Like, where's the fairness, I guess?
And that's what we're saying, because both my sister, who's a reader of energy, and me, who's a lover of people, we met you and we said, surely this is our server.
Surely this is.
That's
and you
really
know what?
Nice
it's. I guess I didn't know that that was the chain of command. I didn't know that it was host to server. I didn't know that that
was actually a pretty typical flow in terms of training in the food service.
Well, I guess.
World. But no. So again, there is a line at the stand, the host stand. So I will have to get back there, but it's been really lovely meeting you.
They'll be lucky to have you.
And I'm so
just like we were.
And I'm so sorry to hear again about your mother.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I'll leave you ladies in peace for a moment.
Okay. Whew. Okay.
Mom would have loved it here.
She really would have. There's something about this place. Now I wonder if they have anything that I can build with my hands.
Oh my God, that's honestly what you need right now is to do something with your hands.
Tactile.
You just need to like
something I can just build right here at the table from the ground up.
The biggest man you've ever seen walks onto our table. Just like, giant man.
Oh! Oh!
Oh.
Howdy, ladies. Did I scare you?
Oh my.
You ever a fright?
No, not quite. I think I know who you are. You must be Magnum.
Oh, my reputation precedes me, I see.
In a way.
Magnum, we'll make this easy on you. Look, our mom just passed, and we had such a great experience with Darren, and we're just kind of looking to order and enjoy our meal together as sisters. But my sister's from out of town, and so she's heading back in a couple hours.
And did I your just mom
no frills
live here?
Today, please.
That's a long story.
I'm just confused how she's from out of town, but you're clearly from here. If you're not saying you're from out of town.
No, don't get Olive started on where our mom is from.
Because, you know how some people, and I love people, and you'll learn this about me as you take our order. Some people, they're not from anywhere. And that was our mom. And so... Wow. Where she lived, where she passed, you know, these are all just places that were part of the rich tapestry of her life. So, yeah, wow. She dropped dead here in this town, and that's why the funeral was here. Dropped dead, pooped her pants. It was a lot.
Wow.
And so we
decided. But you live here, the other one.
I live here.
She lives here, yes.
Well, because I followed her. Someone's got to keep an
eye
on her.
So you were following her and you lived here, but she didn't live here.
You're getting it.
Okay. Yeah.
Look, so you get it.
I don't want to bother you ladies any more than I already have.
Thank you.
Can I get you started with something to drink?
That's a long story.
Okay.
Take your time. Our mom would always ask us, can I get you something to drink? Can I get you something to drink?
Really?
Yes.
And then she would always forget, and she wouldn't get it.
Always.
She would always forget. So.
God, sorry. We don't want to bore you with this. I mean,
it's all
look,
right.
I'll take a Diet Coke.
Okay.
Olive, please. It's on me, Olive. You traveled all the way
Are
out
you
here.
Sure?
Like, whatever you. Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Then I guess I'll do a really a big margarita.
Okay.
I think that's
the
what my mom would
you
want.
Have.
Jumbo.
Yes.
Jumbo margarita. I don't all see right. that on the menu. That's one of the only items I don't see on the menu. But if you could just.
Oh, our
if you have,
bartender.
Like, a bowl,
Magpie, she is a whiz. She can put up, she can whip anything up. You don't need to worry about her.
Just tell her to put margarita mix in a bowl and I'll slurp that up.
You do want the alcohol in it?
Yeah, I do. I want the alcohol.
You don't just want a bowl of margarita mix? Because that's what it sounded like for a second.
It did. I understand the confusion that I caused.
I just
want
to make sure you guys get what you want.
What I want is a traditionally made margarita, alcohol, margarita mix.
In a bowl.
Salt on the rim in a bowl.
Okay.
And then I'll just kind of slurp that up over here.
Alrighty.
Magnum, I don't like you.
Pardon?
Yeah. Can I?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just.
What do you mean?
I read people.
Yeah.
Real well.
My sister's a very good reader of energy.
And all you've been doing is like, oh, you want it in a bowl? Oh, you want that? It's like we are in the most fragile state we could be in. We're orphans now.
Yeah.
I don't think that
applies. Does that not mean anything to you? We are 38-year-old
You can't
orphans.
Be in an orphan. Orphan. Yeah. You have to be a kid. Prerequisite.
And so, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
Magnum, I don't think that's true.
Maybe early 20s. Maybe early 20s, I'll give you 38, not an orphan.
And this is the point. Magnum, I feel like
you don't see
like,
eye
oh,
to
is
eye.
That what you need?
I'm sorry.
Oh, is that what you like? No, it's I'm
Can
sorry.
I read you for
I'm
a minute? Can I read you for a minute? The minute you walked in here, I sense your energy. That you're a. Has been tag along, follows your mother around like a lost puppy looking for home till she drops dead in the middle of nowhere.
You didn't read that. You just said that because I told you that that's what happened.
Okay. Well, and don't you gasp over here. Other one, I read you too. Minute
you
walked
did not.
In. Yes, I did.
You did
no
not.
Way.
Yes, I
no
did.
No way you did.
I said, you're obsessed with watching people go to the bathroom. You've got a weird kink. You love to watch people go to the restroom.
She's not, it's not a sexual thing. She loves people.
And I love people.
And you tell people you can only get them if you touch them. You're always touching strangers and watching them piss.
No, yes. you're taking it out of context.
That is such a bad faith reading of my personality, where you're taking everything and you're making it the worst possible version.
Like, oh, she loves to watch people piss. Like, no, that's not what it is. She loves people being people. She loves.
I love
people,
adulting.
I love watching people adulting.
Interesting. Loves adulting. Calls herself an orphan. Kind of a clash there. Are we sensing that?
You can be an adult orphan.
I really don't.
Adult orphan.
Okay, little orphan Annie. How old do we think?
Well, she's little. That's why they had to specify that she was little. Okay. Why would they have to say that she was little?
I concede that one.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist. How old?
Just a guy. He's just a boy.
Could be any age.
It could be any age.
It could be any
age. Oh, you're saying the name Oliver Twist couldn't be any age?
Because he was in an orphanage. Do you know who goes to orphanages?
Orphans.
Yes.
Yes. So we agree.
And not adult ones.
Then what are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at two
grown orphans.
Sad.
Just are
middle-aged.
Looking to grieve their mother in peace in an oasis with bread and bowls of alcohol.
Please,
is
sir.
Is that too much to ask?
Can we have our bowls? Please, sir.
Oh my God. Now you've done it. Now you've. Now
who is this?
Honestly,
what is this? What is she doing? What is that?
Now you've got me doing my accents.
Now you've got me doing my accent work.
Wow, that was really powerful.
She just loves people, and so her whole thing is like, I want to just be.
Do you take requests?
Anybody?
I have in the past.
Can I film you?
What?
What is wrong with
you? I'm just saying, like, could I film you doing one?
Doing my accent?
Yeah,
doing
or an impression or something. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you a social media?
Are you famous?
I'm not famous, but like in a way.
What does that mean?
Well, like I'm a micro celebrity.
Magnum, the micro celebrity.
Yeah, there's a group of a few thousand people online who follow my every move.
Cut to Magnum's Instagram live.
Hey guys, another shit day at the office. And by the office, I mean the cheesecake. Fuck me. Fuck me, Tari. Anyway, So yeah, I'm thinking of quitting, but I don't know. Magnum,
are you live?
Yeah, what's up?
We've asked you not to go live when you're on the floor.
Do you see a table who needs something?
Yes.
I don't.
Your entire section is up in arms right now.
Okay, I'll get to it. Jesus Christ. What? I'm not allowed to break?
You're allowed to break when it's your break time. This isn't your break time.
Well, what is it, Victorian London?
Come to Brazil. Magnum, come to Brazil. Come to Brazil.
What is
Magnum,
it, Victorian London? Oh, we don't allow breaks.
Stop that.
What? You don't like my...
Stop that.
What, she could do... Whatever, man. I'll go to the tables, I guess.
Get back to your tables, please.
I'm going to.
And don't tag me in this.
You're so funny.
Okay. At stupid fucking boss on Instagram. But
Magnum, you're so funny.
Oh, thanks, user. I love your name, by the way. I think I gotta go back to work, you guys, but
no, come to Brazil.
No, I can't. I mean, maybe if the Patreon picks up. Maybe if the Patreon picks up, come on guys, then I don't have to come to work anymore, but for now I'm working, so Brazil's pretty far too, so I probably won't go there. Would you guys want to meet a girl who does accents?
Let's do our next review.
Wow, what a rich tapestry.
Wow. Much like your mother's life, a rich tapestry, you know?
There's something so moving about someone who just loves humanity so much that they just want to watch people piss and shit.
Right before they piss and right before and right after they piss and shit.
It's the contrast. It's the contrast.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need or want to see it happening. I want to see like who you are before and after. We have a 2-star and a 5-star.
Okay. I was going to say we haven't heard negative yet.
Yes,
we just heard a glowingly positive
thing.
Great
experience.
So This is for the Cheesecake Factory in the Grove, the AMC.
The very one.
So this person wrote a 4-star review over five years ago.
Wow.
And that one's very long. But then they responded to this is at the time of recording, this was 17 days ago that they wrote this 2-star one. So the initials are CU. Can we get a name for CU? You guys get to go crazy on this one, first and last.
Ooh, crazy.
Catherine Umpire.
Catherine Umpire.
Catherine Umpire. 2 stars. So we've got, what was the first one? Something Klepto.
Yeah.
And Catherine Umpire.
Jackie Klepto.
Klepto. This is 2 stars from Catherine Umpire. Even worse than my last visit. The food arrived cold. My wife's pasta was not only cold, but slopped on the plate like prison food.
Oh.
My ribeye was cold, along with the mashed potatoes. We both returned plates. I kind of finished my steak, but my wife's dish was inedible. Manager never offered, so I requested it be removed from my bill. No bread on the table, had to ask for it. The 3 margaritas I ordered were served in a regular water glass, full of ice and no salt. Don't you have margarita glasses? Tasted like a soft drink. A glass of wine at $20 is armed robbery. You're just an enhanced coffee shop, not a boutique restaurant. But you charge like one and serve like Denny's. I felt like I threw my money away. Should have learned from my last visit.
Wow. This guy had 3 margaritas and a glass of wine. This guy was absolutely shithouse drunk.
3 margs and a glass of wine.
And he didn't like how any of them were served. He said, the first margarita, this came in a fucked up glass. I'm getting 2 more. I'm
exactly. Why would you keep getting the margarita?
The first one, he's like, well, surely the next time has to be in a margarita glass.
Yeah. And then the last one, he was like, I don't remember ordering the last 2 margaritas.
Yeah. They came in water glasses.
It's also, it sounds like he's trying really hard to like roast them, but it just really misses the mark of like, you're just a glorified coffee shop.
It's like, that doesn't even
it's like,
make
I've heard
sense.
A lot of negative things about the Cheesecake Factory. I've never heard that. I've never once thought this is just a glorified coffee
that's
shop.
That's never been a thought in my mind that you would, that I've never even thought it was akin to any kind of coffee
also,
shop. That is a restaurant.
Service like a Denny's. Okay, so okay. Fine. So like normal
also,
service?
I think the one thing, I think he thought he was going hard at first by being like, it slopped on her plate like prison food. And then he's like, oh yeah, that's, all right, let's keep going.
Okay.
Like, I feel kind of hard.
Yeah, like, okay.
That's,
I'm in the pocket creatively right now.
I'm in the pocket, but then he really loses it when he says, we returned both plates. I kind of finished my steak. Which is like,
one
then
bite
don't
left.
Then don't include
one
that.
Bite left on the plate.
Yeah.
It's not strong enough on either side to be like, oh, well, at least I ate my steak, or I didn't like my steak. I kind of finished it.
That
doesn't mean anything.
I was a server for a long time, and there is definitely a kind of person that orders like a 6-piece appetizer. You know, it's like 6 dumplings or something.
Right.
They eat 5 of them.
Yes.
And then they go, sorry, this isn't what we ordered.
What?
Oh, sorry. No, we didn't. Sorry. We didn't actually mean to order. I think we had asked for something else. And you're like, well, you ate 90% of it.
Yeah.
And you're never so sure. It's like, are you the dumbest person on earth? Or are you just trying to scam the restaurant?
Or are you the smartest?
Or are you brainiac? But it is weird when people like, I worked at this one sushi restaurant where the dumplings were like fake meat. They weren't real meat. It was like a soy protein, but it was very meat adjacent. And the menu said, you know, vegetarian, and people would order them. And sometimes vegetarians would freak out and be like, whoa, I think this is meat. And people would order it and eat every single last one and then wave me over and go, did those have meat in it? And I'm like, well, no, but also, wouldn't you have checked before you polished off the plate?
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I think I'm getting, I think I'm getting worked up. I think this one got me worked up.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's funny to be like, I can't consume meat. I did eat all of these.
I hope they weren't
angry.
Meat.
I hope they weren't me. There's something about the energy of the review that also really quick, I will say, I'm not going to read the whole first review, but what he does say, he goes, very high price for not being a quote unquote fine dining restaurant. It's more of a family place full of kids and youngsters. Really took a nosedive to glorified coffee shop. And for it being that there's something, it's like the coffee shop aspect of it is so far away from what it actually is. And the service, like, it's like, it's giving like a bad roast. Or like someone, or like a bad rat bottle that is just like, you really think you're going in, but it could not be any less.
It's not hitting.
Offensive.
And he also kept being like, I should have learned after the last time, but the last time he gave a 4-star review. So that's actually pretty, seems like learned pretty what? Good.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, the last time it seems like you had a completely different experience. It wasn't a 5-star experience. But to say I should have learned, you rated 4 stars. I don't understand that. I don't understand the logic of that.
It doesn't make sense. You gave it an 80 the first time, 4 out of 5. It's an 80%. Now you're giving me a 20. It's bad grade.
Yeah, and you're saying I should have learned. Learned what? From whom?
Okay, well, guys, like, I know you're my older brothers, but you don't have to be so mean. Like, I'm just trying to like figure out the best way to get my bully back at school. So like, sure, maybe my insults are great, but that's why I'm coming to you guys, because you guys are the meanest kids I've ever met in my life. So maybe you guys could help me think of some insults to get my bully back.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just start off this conversation by saying you're fucking stupid and you look like shit.
Seconded.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. Seconded. Come on. That's seconded. So like, I'm trying so hard not to cry because it's like, you guys are masterful at this.
I'm literally puking talking to you.
I'm seconded.
Oh my God. It's like watching Michelangelo paint.
But the thing is, like, if you're gonna go hard on a guy like Ricky Del Vecchio, you're gonna have to
don't even say his name,
dude. But you're gonna, the thing is, you got to get comfortable. That's part of the insult, is you got to get comfortable. Can we riff on his name and stuff? The stuff that you've been saying, it doesn't really make sense.
What was his name again? Hit me with that name again.
Ricky Del Vecchio.
Let me cook.
Cook on it. Cook
more
on
like
that.
More like Ricky Del Licky My Balls, yo.
That's really good.
Come on.
That's really good.
Right. And see, I had a, was it like a sweaty piece of paper. I'd written down some, like, I was thinking like maybe like, oh, Ricky's so sticky. Like he's been eating
Why
so
would
much
he be
sugar.
Sticky?
He's like a little baby.
From sugar?
It's like he, yeah, it's like he's been eating a lot of sugar like a baby.
Does he
okay,
do that?
But does he do that?
What does about, he do that? Is that based
he
in
could.
Truth?
He could.
But he
okay,
does.
Whatever.
He? No.
I'm skipping it because you guys don't like it. I'll do the next one. Okay. Ricky. Oh, Ricky's so sicky. He always comes to school when he has the sniffles.
Does he?
And it's putting people in danger. No, that one he actually does do. That one he does do.
That's pretty good.
He shouldn't come to school sick. So, okay. Yeah. Sicky Ricky.
Sicky
Ricky. Oh, no.
Ricky,
do you think he
good.
Might think
sicky
that
Ricky,
it's like,
that
oh, he's
tight.
So sick?
That's true. He might turn
he
it on
you.
You
know what?
Misinterpret.
He might say, wait, yeah, Ricky is sicky, and you're just a lame ass little shit. I hate you.
Yeah, that's something that you really have to think about in insults, is making sure that they can't reclaim it for themselves and turn it into a positive. Because that's something he could change. He could make sicky Ricky his handle. It could become his whole thing.
Oh,
so you don't
no,
want to.
I don't
want to
give him sicky Ricky. No,
you don't want to
give him
that. You don't want to give him that.
Okay, what about Rick? You ain't slick.
Yeah, it feels like we're back in the sticky territory.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know.
And one thing about him is he kind of is slick.
He's
though,
a pretty cool
he?
Kid.
No, what are you talking about? He's a cool kid. He beat the shit out of me on my birthday.
I mean, there's like.
I know. No, dude, I saw the video. And the thing is, like, he had moves. He did it. It was really just like a really swift, slick kick. And you were
it
down.
It was like Mortal Kombat.
You were down for the count.
It wasn't like unnecessarily cruel either. He like was kind of.
What are you talking about?
No.
Like,
he didn't kick you once you were down. He like kind of dropped you and then walked away. It looked really cool.
Yeah. It gave off the feeling that he could have done much worse
Yeah. Might have killed
you. He definitely could have. Yeah.
But he held back. But he did, like, drop you.
He picked me up and just let me go.
Yeah.
And he's not a big kid.
No.
It was pretty impressive that he lifted you like that.
No, because normally I would say definitely go for his size, definitely do that. But the fact that there is now this pretty intensely viral video of him just kind of destroying you.
Is it like really, the last time I checked, it only had a couple hundred.
Well, yeah, it was pretty, the thing that stands out to me about the video now looking back is the way that, like, after you were on the ground, you were like yelling like, world star, world star. World star.
Yeah.
And like you were trying to make it like a thing, like as if it had been like a fight when it wasn't a fight. He just
I was really like dealing out some blows. Like,
not that I saw.
From what you guys taught, you guys have taught me so much about fighting. So I was just like trying to make you guys proud.
I've never taught you anything by fighting on purpose. I'll say that. If you've learned something by osmosis of me kicking the shit out of you, maybe that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, but the bottom line is Fight Bros did pick up the video and it's going pretty viral. Yeah, it's on Fight Bros.
And people are rooting for me.
I mean, would you?
Took too long.
Genuine answer, would you, if you saw it?
I guess not.
You come off really bad. I'm going to be honest with you. Brothers, putting aside all the stuff I said about you fucking sucking and looking like shit and stuff, just for real, brother to brother.
Yeah.
You come off extremely bad in the video, and Ricky comes off like maybe like a superhero, like a really strong.
Can
and
I be
cool,
honest?
Really?
Small,
the
strong,
way...
cool, like Tom Holland.
Oh my God. He looks a lot like.
No, you're so right. Because Tom Holland, it's like he's not the biggest guy, but like he's strong.
He's really
strong. Spider-Man.
Have you seen him lip sync to Umbrella?
No, it's amazing. Ricky could never.
Ricky,
no,
Ricky
dude,
could do
like,
that. I think.
Ricky,
no,
I
you're
think
lying.
Ricky could do
Ricky
that.
Can I be honest though,
that.
Little bro? Honestly, I saw the video, and it might just be the editing. You know, they can do crazy stuff on there now, but it really looks like you starred it. Like, it looks like you, like, he was just minding his own business at his locker, and then you walked up to him, and you were like, sticky, sticky Ricky, sticky dicky, small dicky Ricky, and it just, like, really didn't, like, and he's like, no, man, I don't want to talk to you about this, and, like, you just keep going, sticky, 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 and then he just, like, finally gets so sick of it, he just, like, kicks you, one and done, you get dropped.
Yeah,
and then, like,
dropped, yeah.
So it does feel like you started it, like, is that...
Well, I mean... No, so here's what actually happened.
Okay.
cut to the school hallway. Oh, hey, Ricky.
Stop. I don't want to do this, man. Whatever this is.
No. Oh, you don't want to do this. Oh, look at him. Oh, Slicky Dicky. Slicky Dicky doesn't want to deal with the repercussions of his actions. I know that you plagiarized my essay in English class on Wuthering Heights. You aren't so Slicky Dicky,
that's
Ricky.
Completely false. I don't know where you're getting this stuff. I don't know why you've been antagonizing me. For the past week, but I want to let you know, I want to let you know, man to man, that I'm very powerful, and if you continue down this path, I'm going to drop you.
You're going to drop me. Oh, you think you're dicky so slicky that you can just drop me. Everyone, there's a circle of kids.
Ew,
like,
that's disgusting.
No, man. I'm not disgusting. He's the one with the slicky dicky. Ugh. He's so sticky. No, guys, come on.
I want everyone to know that what's about to happen, it hurts me to do this.
No, Ricky, you don't have to do it.
I have to.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky.
I bet it really hurts
I have
you,
to.
Slicky dicky Ricky.
I have to.
Okay, we support you, Ricky.
Okay.
We'll tell
Ricky
everyone you had
up.
No choice.
Just lips.
Ricky picks him up, drops, and kicks.
World star! World star! World
what?
Star! World star!
Why
please, no. Guys, please put your phones away. Please. I don't want to go viral
Excuse
for
me.
This again.
Young men! Gentlemen!
Yes.
Yes, Principal Weathers?
Are we fighting in Weathers. The hallway?
Unfortunately, a fight has occurred. I did everything that I could to prevent it from taking place. But
Principal Weathers, he just beat the shit out of me.
I had to stand up for myself. And he was saying all sorts of things that don't make sense. He was making the other students uncomfortable with the stuff he was saying.
Are you kidding? All right, I don't care. On the same page.
I don't care who started it. Okay?
Oh my god, this is so nards.
Sorry?
Principal Weathers, I will take any consequence as a result of this.
Ricky, that is enough out of you.
He's just trying to say that to make him look like a big man.
And you too. What's your name again? I've seen you around.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Jordan.
Last name?
Smorden.
Smorden! I know your brothers. They came through these hallways just the same.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and I'm not surprised that a Smorden would do this, but Ricky, buddy.
You know, I'm not proud of it either, and I really didn't want to have to resort to violence.
Right. Yeah, right. Jordan, you were foaming at the mouth. Smorden, you couldn't wait to drop me.
I don't like having to use my power like this.
Your power.
If I had to give a psychological read on the situation, I would say that Jordan has spent his life being beaten on by his two brothers, and the fact that,
you know anything about me, Sticky.
That his name rhymes. People, I know, I've never done it, but I know people have, you know, not been kind about it. And I think ultimately Jordan is hurting more from what has happened in his life than he is from me picking him up and kicking him across the hall. And that's what I really think.
I think that's a good read, honestly.
you don't know shit.
Hey, Jordan.
You don't know shit.
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
I want to call you in. I don't want to call you out, Jordan. I want to call you in.
Yeah. Okay. Call me into the cool kids office, because that's where I'll be, and you're not allowed in there.
There's no such thing as the cool kids office. No. And if there
cool
was,
kids wouldn't have an office.
If there was,
I don't
students
think
like
an office.
Ricky would be in there, not students like you.
Thank you.
What were you gonna say? You're saying call me in. What were you gonna say? Not that I care.
What I want to say to you. Is that I actually, I think you're really smart, okay? And I didn't plagiarize your Wuthering Heights article, but I was, or your essay, but I was really impressed.
And it was a beautiful article.
It was a beautiful article in the local paper. Yeah, you know what, Jordan? I read your blog, okay? And I think you're really talented. And I've seen your drawings, all that anime that you're doing, and I think you're really talented.
Anime?
You're lying.
And I think that if you took some of that creative energy and you focused it in a positive way instead of what you're doing, I think other kids in school would respond.
I've settled it, okay? Principal Weathers chiming back in. Okay. I have a solution. You both will be free from any punishment for this expellable offense, might I remind you.
I would be punished because I was one who was bullied incessantly.
You were saying slick dick. He has a slick dick.
Just slicky dicky, I think. And sticky
Ricky,
was
whatever.
He's got a slick
whatever. I'm letting you both off.
Okay. I just don't want to be clear.
Yeah, what's the condition?
On the one condition, you guys write me a proposal about why you want to start an anime club.
Oh.
And if you guys start an anime club here at the school and you agree to be co-presidents of the club.
Okay.
Then I will let you do whatever you like and be free of this consequence from your violent actions. Does that sound reasonable?
Jordan, can we sidebar?
Yeah. more like I'll fuck it. Yeah.
Jordan,
what?
Can we sidebar? As men, can we sidebar?
Yes. Yes. What? My nose just has not stopped bleeding. What? Yeah.
Okay, Jordan. I don't know anything about anime.
Oh, clearly.
Just from your I just saw your drawings and I think that the girls that you're drawing look pretty hot. I think they're pretty sexy. I think some of the tentacle
stuff
is crazy.
That was the intended effect.
Yeah, no, I I'm mostly just kind of into these tentacle drawings that you're doing during class. But I don't want you to get expelled. Like I said, I think you're troubled. And so I'll start the club with you, but you know, you're going to have
to... Don't pity me. I don't want you to do this out of pity. I don't want you to start the anime...
It is out of pity.
The tentacle... Fuck!
It is out of pity. It'll be out of pity that I do it, but I just...
But you said you like the tentacle drawings.
I like the tentacle drawings. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a man. I'm a red-blooded American man. I like the tentacle drawings that you're doing during class. And so, if this anime thing is mostly tentacle drawings, then sure, I'll do the club.
It is mostly the tentacle stuff. Yeah. At least my version. Honestly, my kind of like personal statement as an artist is I want tentacles for all.
See, and that's the type of stuff you should be thinking about. No, this is what you should be spending your time on, man. Not that shit at my locker. Not all this sticky rhyming stuff, okay? You should Slicky be focused. Dicky, yeah. You should be focused on your blogging and your tentacle drawings.
My tentacle blog and my tentacle art. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky, can I be honest with you about something?
Always, man.
You're in these past 10 minutes, you've been more of a brother to me than Blordon and Gordon ever have.
Yeah, well, Blordon and Gordon are assholes. And everybody, you might not be able to see that, but everybody else sees that. And you don't need to be modeling yourself after Blordon and Gordon, okay? Because Blordon and Glordon, as far as I know, they don't know how to draw cool tentacle drawings.
They don't know how to draw tentacles going in a cleavage.
That was
They don't know how to do that, but I do. Yeah. And that's something that they can never take away from.
Looks work here is done. And remember, boys, every time an anime club starts, a principal gets his wings.
Okay.
I expect an invite to the first meeting.
First of all, Weathers, I think this is just going to be a thing
for the students and the principal. For the students. Of course.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable students. Having you be part of this.
Okay. Yeah, Principal Weathers, as someone who is cool, absolutely. I think just that's kind of my expertise is being cool, being well liked and stuff. I think if you come to the anime club, it's going to really stunt the growth of the anime club.
No.
And I think we can make it a really cool, sexy space for the students. But if you're there, it's not.
And I want
it's gonna take the erotic energy down.
I'm so glad you said that because I always think that school should be an erotic place for the students. Yes.
For the students, but I'll once you're there,
yes, then it's not.
Yeah, no, I get that. That could be weird. Maybe I'll start my own for the teachers. And do I have your blessing?
That's your business.
Do I have your blessing?
You don't need. We're students. So you can do whatever you like. Though?
You have my blessing. Principal Weathers, you have my blessing to start an anime club for the teachers.
Now, you know what? You were saying your power was you being able just to pick me up and drop me. You just showed your power right now. That's your power. Wow. You have a gravitas, Ricky. Or should I say Richard? Wow. You have a gravitas to you. And I love you.
Wow.
I love you.
Wow. You know, in all honesty, I can't say that back to you.
Okay, I was expecting it.
I appreciate the interaction that we've had here. I appreciate the growth that you've shown in this conversation. And I'm really going to take to heart what you said.
Thank you. Principal Weathers, you should not be allowed anywhere near. I don't even want to call it an anime club because it's ultimately just the tentacle stuff.
Yeah.
And so anime feels like a really generous term for it's really where I'm drawing tentacles and not even showing everything else. It's just the cleavage. So it's just going to be kind of different scenarios of that. And I don't want you anywhere near that club.
That's fair. I'll leave you boys to your own devices. I'm going to go.
He's aged like 50 years.
He's walking away so slow.
My time in this realm is over.
Walking backwards down the hall so
I can return.
The clothes fall. It's just the clothes fall. There's no one there. He's just evaporated.
My God.
Okay.
Okay.
The power of anime.
Every time an anime club starts in school, a principal gets his wings.
That's what they always say.
That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
I think we should do our last segment.
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should.
You don't want to do the tentacle stuff for a bit longer? You seem really comfortable in that space, so.
Watch this tentacle space.
This shook me all.
It shook me all
week long. That's right. We can't do the same tune anymore.
Shook me all week long.
Normal.
Elise, this is the part of the show where we just what has been shaking your ass, for better, for worse? What can't you stop thinking about? What's been on your mind for the past day, week, month? Tell us about it.
Okay, this is something we have covered on the Go Touch Grass Patreon. I ended up writing about it for Jezebel.
Amazing.
I cannot stop following the saga of this woman named Kala, who is digging a tunnel under her home.
Yes.
My hometown of Fairfax County,
get into
Virginia.
It.
So
get into the hole.
I am so
what is she digging? I don't know anything about this.
Okay, so basically this woman who has what I would call the most Northern Virginia energy possible, which is that she is very technically smart, but her soft skills are extremely limited. She is always wearing like a pearl necklace and like a perfect manicure in all her TikToks. And she has so it started that she wanted to build a storm shelter under her house. And she lives in Herndon, Virginia, which is like a suburb. It's a classic suburb.
Also, you and I can speak to this. Storm shelter?
Not necessary.
From what storm?
Okay.
From that was kind of my first thing of like, I don't really remember a lot.
We get storms, sure, storms. But not hurricanes, not tornadoes, not that far inland.
That's her other thing is that she keeps being like, I'm not a prepper. And I'm like, this is giving prepper.
This is prepping.
You're prepping.
Nothing like building a tunnel under your home. That really
and
says
if you're not a prepper, what are you?
You got no
You have to provide us with an alternative. You can't just say, I'm not a prepper, and then do the prepper thing.
So what started out as this quote unquote storm shelter has become like a 30-foot deep tunnel that she has been digging. And she's also
vertical?
Not an engineer.
30-foot down?
Down.
Digging
below
with what?
The house. She has all sorts of tools. She made like a mining elevator.
Wow.
I mean, she definitely has a lot of technical skills, but at the end of the day, she is not an engineer. And,
that feels dangerous.
Yes.
So,
feels like the house might collapse.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people started to kind of raise the red flag about that and say, you know, your house might collapse. And she was very like, no, it's fine. I'm crowdsourcing tips for this tunnel on TikTok, and it's fine. And she does have fierce defenders who are like, let her dig this tunnel, right?
Let her dig. I can imagine there's the fear of like hitting a water line or something like that. It's like no permits?
No. And that's the thing that I'm obsessed with, because as someone who is literally from the area that this happened in, Fairfax County is like an HOA paradise. Like when I lived in Fairfax County, you couldn't like change your mailbox in Fairfax County. That is not
very that.
It's also like a lot of government employees live. It's literally like a rule following place. That's the vibe.
She's a trailblazer.
The area. So she's digging this hole, and she's been doing this for a year, and then
amazing.
She's been doing this for a full year. She also says that she's going to use the rocks that she's excavated to build a, she has like above ground plans too, that she wants to build a castle tower. And I'm like, that's definitely not fucking happening in Fairfax County.
Oh my God.
My neighbor tried to put a different type of door on his garage, and it was like a 2-year long, huge issue in the neighborhood because he did it and he didn't have the approval. And then the town got mad. And then my dad had to go to an HOA meeting to defend him. But then my neighbor behaved so poorly that my dad said it was one of the most embarrassing days of his life.
Oh, my God.
Like, and this is over changing your garage doors. So she's digging this tunnel. She's digging this tunnel. And then someone eventually, and she is doing this saying that like her neighbors are totally cool with this. Someone, this
cannot imagine
seems
that's true.
Very unlikely.
This reporter, her name is Aura Bogado on Twitter, finds her neighbors, and it turns out her neighbors are not cool with this. A lot of them are actually like Central American migrants. And so there's like kind of a mixed immigration status. So that's why they have been apprehensive to bring the authorities into the neighborhood.
Sure.
But it's been causing tremendous noise. The ground is shaking, but then and they don't know why, but it's because she's fucking down there digging. Giant
tunnel. It is really something.
Bonkers.
And it's crazy. And so she recently, after all of this kind of went down on Twitter, she has been told, she was given like a stop work order, and she announced this on her TikTok by doing like a Lifetime style dramatic reenactment, which was a real departure from her usual content. But she did a dramatic reenactment of her being told by the county she had to stop digging the tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Like, of herself receiving the phone call, and then the cops coming. Like, she did a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And now she's kind of gone dark, but Aura Bogado, the lawyer, did find that there was like a notice to vacate, because I guess they got some engineers in there and the engineers found that she had like damaged the structural integrity of the house.
And there it is. Yeah.
And it was gonna collapse on her. So I don't know if she's still living in the house, but another important, I guess, caveat to this is that, so I initially only watched all of her tunnel related videos, but then a friend of mine who watched all of her videos alerted me that in addition to talking about the tunnel, most of her other content is about how both her guest bedrooms are haunted.
Okay.
Yeah, seeing a pattern. Okay.
And to me, I'm like, but if my house is haunted, I'm not digging shit.
I'm
up.
Not like, no. Maybe that's why she's digging, though. She's like, I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to understand why. But this is what gets me, and this goes back to the Northern Virginia, rest of Virginia kind of thing from the start. If you have the money to have a house in Fairfax that has multiple guest bedrooms, and you have the time and the money to dig a hole underneath it, you have the time and the money to buy a plot of land 2 hours south of there, in the middle of fucking nowhere, in the woods, and you can do it, and no one will know that you've caved yourself in underground and died. Like, if that's what you want to do, why do it there? You have the means to do it anywhere else. You're so, like, the rest of Virginia is so rural. Like, why would you do it there? Why would you do it there?
That's what obsesses me about it, is to choose to do it in, suburb-like Fairfax County, like Herndon, which is, you know, there are benefits to living in all different types of places. And one of the reasons people move to a suburb is kind of because it's like this planned community where, for better or worse, everybody has to conform to a certain standard. And digging a giant tunnel and building a castle tower, that's not really
suburb. Why would you ever live
energy.
In an HO?
So, and again, it's like, this is middle of nowhere behavior.
Right.
Go dig a tunnel.
Right.
But you gotta be.
That is peak middle of nowhere behavior, is just to dig.
Just get down there. I mean, what I will say is that she did build a pretty successful, she excavated that tunnel.
Could I dig a 30-foot tunnel anywhere? No.
No.
Could I dig a 10-foot tunnel anywhere? No.
No.
No, and she was welding, and she did build like a mine elevator to bring stuff up to the top.
That's beautiful.
She has an aptitude. I would say either, if you really want to go the unsanctioned tunnel route, because I think she is secretly a prepper and she doesn't want to know people are down there. Doing it in an area that's like 99% government employees in a suburb is not smart. Or just become an engineer, and then you can actually build and dig tunnels.
God forbid women have hobbies. God forbid women just want to dig a hole.
Right.
Yeah, ultimately, this is anti-feminist of me.
I don't know why it's so funny to me of just like, she couldn't stop digging a hole. And digging a hole is a very funny phrase.
But I also, I do kind of get it in a sense where, like, if you've ever been at the beach and you like dig a little hole and you're like, well, I've gone this far. What if I make it a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper? And eventually, you know, you have to eat and you kind of lose steam with it. But like,
eventually, yeah.
But if you didn't, if it was in your house,
but he didn't have to eat
and you could do it all the days, all hours, you could dig a 30-foot hole by accident.
Mama, you're a gopher. That is really, I'm gonna, as soon as we get off of this Zoom, I'm going to look that up. Alf, what's been shaking?
Oh, come
you?
On. Now I have to follow
hole.
That. I have to follow that.
It can't beat hole.
It can't beat hole. And I've always said that.
No.
Well, what's been shaking me other than the weather? Don't say the weather. Don't say the weather for
the 19th
week in a
row. Don't say the weather. Don't say weather challenge.
Okay.
Level impossible.
Look around my apartment. Try and find an object. Or
I will just say, this is not what's shaking me, but I asked Alf the other day for topics, for topic suggestions, and Alf goes, whiteboard, ladder. What was the last thing you said? Whiteboard, ladder, and like
silverware, maybe,
or pencil. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, I'm truly just naming things that are around me. I'm like, that checks out.
I was just naming things that were in the room, but I think we could do a whiteboards episode. That could be fun.
Yeah,
I bet people have a lot to say about a whiteboard.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Riley, what's been shaking you?
Yeah, good. Stalfer time. This is a very quick one. This is what's been shaking me is a bit that Alf and I have been doing for the past couple weeks, and it makes me laugh
what
every
bit?
Single time. Is the bit that is describing a car as quick instead of fast. And I think that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, because I was on the phone with Alf, as I want to be. And I pulled up outside of a Target, and there was an Escalade in front of me. And I'm like, wow, who's out here still driving an Escalade? And Alf and I then started doing a bit of saying that. It's like, oh, my car is so quick. And I think that's the funniest thing in the world.
You guys are jealous
and
about
so that's what's been shaking
quick
me.
My car is.
Oh, man, you've not been inside a car as quick as mine. You think your car is quick? No, sirree, Bob. You've not been inside my car. It's the quickest on the street. So anyway, what's been shaking me is describing things that are fast as quick. And I think that is fucking hilarious.
That is like really making me like think in general about like what is the difference between fast and quick, because there is a major difference. And I'm not sure in this moment how to articulate what fast versus quick.
It's like,
just maybe like a little weekly challenge. Just swap out. If you're going to say fast, say quick and
see what happens.
Bring a little whimsy. Bring a little whimsy to your week.
Yeah, I do think quick is more whimsical.
It is. There's something very
tricky.
It also, like, I don't know why, it does feel like there's something very European about it.
Yeah, that, like, it is things very in, European to be quick.
Things in America are fast. Things in Europe are quick.
Yes!
Yeah.
An American train goes really fast. A European train goes very quickly.
It's very quick.
It's very quick.
Yeah,
quick.
It's very quick.
Oh,
quick.
My God. My car is so quick. You think you could drive it, but you could not handle it.
Those Japanese trains are quick.
You. They're quick.
They are. They're famously quick trains.
Very quick.
That bullet train is
bullet
quick.
Bullet train is a quick. what has been shaking me?
You have had
I know,
so much time.
Riley, I don't do anything. All I do is watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. That's the only thing I consume.
You need to catch up on. I finished the finale last night. Alf, you have to fucking
finish
it.
I'm obsessed. I love it so much. It is
so
the best show on television.
It's so good.
It has been for 4 years. Every time there's a black and white cut to Jen Shah before she went to jail, I scream at the top of my lungs. I love it so much. I guess it is what's shaking me. At the end of the day, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is always what's shaking me. I mean, Meredith is so they're just all bizarre. They're just all bizarre.
They're
and I love
them. Husband?
The rumors and the nastiness.
The rumors and nastiness about her and her husband.
I feel like Meredith and Lisa have two of the most insane voices.
Yes, I've heard.
There's so many of them have, because Whitney does that thing where you say like well and fell instead of like wheel
and really
and yeah,
I'm really upset.
Yeah. And then Lisa does this like I don't know,
John.
Like Jack is going on his mission and I couldn't be more proud. Jack is not going on his mission. Jack has decided not to go on the mission, but
I'm happy.
John, she goes John, like, I need my Diet Coke.
It's such a strange, like raspy, deep, weird inflection. Meredith is, I've tried for so long to do a Meredith impression, but it's impossible.
It's impossible.
It has this like underlying like quality that's like this like rumbly.
My family. But it goes places that you couldn't, it appears to know vocal.
She's from
lines.
Chicago. It's not like like she has some like ambiguous, like where is she from? She's from Chicago.
The rumors and the nastiness in my family. It's very strange.
It's unplaceable.
I think Monica.
But no, people are like, she sounds British. I'm like, she doesn't. She doesn't sound anyone in the history of the
Earth. She doesn't
sound
like anyone. Yes. Yes.
Monica and Angie are excellent additions to the group. I think. Who's your favorite? Earnestly, who's your favorite? Who's my favorite, Heather?
I think mine's, it goes between Heather and Whitney.
I'm like siding with Heather. It doesn't matter. Heather can do no wrong. They're wearing the pilgrim hats and she's like, who would you chuck from the fucking train? And it's like, yeah, start some shit. Why not?
Heather and Whitney were doing too much for me this season. I think my general, and for me, what I like in a housewife is for them to be so divorced from reality, complete, like space alien. So I like Lisa. I like Lisa Barlow. I think that she has no idea what's going on around her.
The scene where they're like at the suit shop picking out suits for Jack's mission.
Oh my God.
And she's like,
oh my God.
What if you dressed like the Riddler? What if you were wearing the Riddler suit? And you're like, no.
And he's like, I think Mormon. I just want a normal suit.
I love that she's like, I'm so Mormon. And it's like, actually, you own an alcohol company. You don't know. Like, Heather will bring up things about the Mormon church. She doesn't know them.
Really?
No.
We're not allowed to do that.
No, I don't wear the garments in the temple. Okay, then you're not allowed. That's like the whole
thing.
That's
bad.
That's not the whole allowed. Thing.
That's the thing. That's the whole thing.
And like her, the rap that she did at Heather's book event.
Oh, yes.
When she sings.
My name is Lisa Barlow, and I'm here to make it clear.
A manger. We have to wrap it up because I do think that we should, the three of us, if no one else, I mean, I do think we should make a Real Housewives podcast.
I would love nothing more.
Hey, Jake and Amir, Real Housewives podcast. What do we think? Elise, thank you so much.
This was so much
for coming
fun.
On. This was such a blast. Where can people find you and your guys' amazing show? And anything else
amazing.
That you do?
Yes, you can find Go Touch Grass podcast. It's in all the podcasting apps. You can follow us at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything. You can follow me on Instagram at Pandalise and on TikTok at Elise Navidad. I have left X.
Amazing.
But I use the Go Touch Grass Twitter to look at. So I'm lurking on X, but like you can't find me personally there. And Millie, my co-host, so funny. You can find her at Millie_Tamaras, I think, on both. Type in Millie Tamaras and she's going to come up. She's verified on the gram as well. Yeah, it's Millie_Tamaras on Instagram and something very, very similar on TikTok. And she you can get those takes from her as well.
Hell yeah. You can find Alf on Instagram at AlfredInIt. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview, Reddit r/ReviewReview. We got that Discord channel, HeadGum ReviewReview Discord. It's always popping off in there every week. And then Jeffrey James and I have our Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
Wow. Jeffrey and I did the CBS showcase together.
I'm so sorry to hear that. He's just a menace.
Yeah, well, I did the
HeadGum.
I did the HeadGum podcast and I said this already, but he tried to get me to give up my Apple Watch and promised me a Rolex watch. And he said, I will give you a Rolex watch if you give your Apple Watch. And I said, give me the Rolex watch. And then what do I find out? He says, I don't have one.
That's the most Jeffrey James thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And I said, okay. And
that tracks.
You can find Riley on Instagram.com. Just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspaw, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXXXXXX.com, for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it. We're never not saying it. The rumors and the nastiness about her husband.
We're always saying it. The rumors and nastiness about her husband. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Elise. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.